Hello and welcome everyone to this Christmas Season 4 for Planet Cthulhu, and I'm going to say this time, Jay, give us the rundown.
Ah, fuck. On last episode, we had a showdown between Took and the Wolf. Sheep exploded, vacuum cleaners were pulled out of questionable places, and ended with our dear birdie fleeing back to the group. Now we're all ready to take on the evil, evil wolf. And hopefully not die about it.
Yeah. So, Took, you get back just as the others get out of the tunnels and start walking down the track to some degree. What do you do? What do you say?
Didn't I already tell them what you did? What happened last?
What did you say?
What did I say? I said it last episode.
Damn it. I wanted you to repeat it.
No. I told them the wolf was with the wolf was literally I said the wolf shot me. Like literally he sent all the sheep over here to kill all of us.
We're under attack. That's fine for us.
Yes. I said we're under attack by the wolf. What the fuck, Matt?
Well, I feel like picking on you today.
Put you on the
wolf. You can fuck off is what you can do.
Oh.
I was gonna tell you that I was gonna DM season 6, but you know what? Fuck you! I'm not gonna
Oh no!
Jay, you're doing 5, not 6.
I know. But I wanted to see Flower season, which was gonna be 6.
Flower, did you want to DM season 6?
It depends on certain things.
I understand completely. But Planning I will do series. Season 6 if you don't want to.
Ooh. Oh, very nice. Okay.
Got evidence for that?
Yeah, we have it on record.
Recorded and edited.
Clip.
Anyway.
Six.
Styles, give us your grand intro into this arena as Wolf.
You forgot his name again, didn't you, you fucker?
No, I was meant to say, as the sheep and the rats start commencing battle between each other. There's a lot more sheep than there are whatnot. Just for numbers wise, it's easier for us to only have the ones we need. But yeah, there's a huge battle going on.
Oh boy, I don't even know what I'd say right now other than just going to be walking down the tracks up to the party and point to Tukin and say, "We have unfinished business, get back here!" And just raise my gun.
It looks pretty finished to me!
And I'm just going to raise my gun and take another shot at him. Well, we're not in combat yet.
Nope, your sheep will technically go first because they rolled somehow better. But sheep all do exactly the same thing. So if you tell them to attack one, they will all attack one.
All right, then I'm just going to say, "Deputies, get the bird!"
And 5 sheep.
What did I do? What is going on here? What is this? What's going on here? I just wanted to have a nice game today.
Also, Matt, am I on the right page? Because is it supposed to only be the wolf and token? Oh, wait, never mind.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
I don't get the Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that was not completely a mistake on my part.
Holy shit, that's a lot of reds.
Yeah, I mean, they're all busy in the background doing other fighting things. But, Tugan, you're suddenly surrounded by 8 sheep. They're all going to try and hit you with a tenderizer. Right, roll me 5 scurries.
What the fuck?
And it'll be number for number. So, catch rate fail on the one anyway. 3 misses, 1 catch rate fail, and 1 hit, and another fail. So, only one of them manages to kind of hit you with their meat tenderizer.
Okay. Another one there.
It's not a fun weapon to be hit with. It's 5 plus. Only 5 plus 4, so there you go. Take off your DR,
so
and
2.
That's your damage.
2 damage. I have 7 DR.
If your attack roll is an even number, it inflicts 1 stun. Not technically even, because
it's a 9.
So, yeah, you go.
Is it not technically even?
Well, you had one.
No, you know, 9 is not technically the number, but I guess I'll let you have it.
9 is the most even odd number.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Very.
It's the least pointy one.
What I was getting at is the fact that the 4 was the one from the weapon, but the total of it was not even.
It was not even close.
That's
bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna just cut this all out. Okay. Alaris!
Shit.
Alaris, you're up next.
Alright,
yeah.
Sorry, I thought I was about to get vengeance there for a moment. Let me check my other grit for this. Yeah, 14 grit. So I am going to spend 7 grit to use the inflate power. Getting kinky up in here. Where I'm gonna put my mouth to the bone. To the poison bone that Kalaris uses as a weapon, and blow it up to... I'm gonna actually have to roll a dice to find out how big it gets. Okay, so twice its size. Sorry, 3 times its size. For the next... we're level 4. Yeah?
Yeah.
So the next 4 rounds, it's 3 times the size it was, and deals... I can't read my handwriting. Deals a shit ton more damage.
Are you level 4 or are you level 3?
We're 4.
We're 4.
Level 4. Yes, okay. You're going to do nonsense power. That is your nonsense power.
Yes.
Okay, you're going to do anything with that?
I'm going to see if I can extract any better. Also, because it's 3 times the size, can I, like, line them up? Or no? It doesn't say I can, but this thing's already a large weapon.
It doesn't technically say you can, but I'll say you can hit 2 at least.
Nice. Also, Matt, please find this power, because my handwriting is so shit I can't tell what damage I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. Next is
power. Yeah. Or you can just find in page and type in inflate, because I doubt it's on anything else. I mean, it might be.
Surprised.
Yeah. Horrifying, if true.
There are 4 instances of the word inflate in the rule
book. Inflate weapon. Burn 7 grit and blow your weapon like a balloon to a large d4 plus 1 times its normal size, the round equal to your level. Multiply the damage you inflict with this weapon by the d4 plus 1 result. So,
multiply it?
Yeah.
So multiply it by 3. 3 times the damage. Okay, that's a 9 to hit. Do I hit them? Going for these 2. Oops.
Well, the sheep only have an 8 on their ability, but I can spend the grit.
7 and 3. Come on, let
you
me.
You know what? 1 will spend the grit.
Okay.
The other one will not. Because it's a 3, it's too low.
So
yeah, do your damage.
We're looking at this. Oh, that's not good. That's a 1.
That's a net 1.
Fuck you. And a 3, boo. So that's 4 damage, because it's got the poison. So 12 damage. Which is still decent, but it could be so much better.
12 damage. These
and they're poisoned.
Only 1 of them is, so...
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know what gender the sheep is.
It has 3DR, so that is... It's poisoned for how many turns?
I don't know. We never did write down however long it was. This is back in the early days when we were just starting the season.
We should probably then say it's a D4 like everything else is, and how much poison was it?
That's just 1.
So roll me a D4.
3 rounds.
So it's poison for 3 rounds. Cool, there you go then.
Okay.
And that is your turn. Eastward. Westward. Westward. It is your turn.
I am actually going to do the same thing Kalaris did and use inflate weapon on my nightstick. That's a 4 plus 1 is 5.
Equal to the number of, yeah.
And
so, yeah, 5.
And the rounds are
5 times.
Yeah, so I'm level eight. To my level, right?
Well, you're level, yeah, you're level 5. You're level above them.
Right. Okay. And then I'm gonna, well, since it looks like Kalaris is standing right in front of me, I'm just gonna step up, and while she's smacking at the sheep, I'm just gonna take a swing at her.
Go for it.
Oh boy.
That's an 11.
That's an 11 to hit. Can you miss, Jay? Or can you dodge?
So that would be 8. I don't really want to spend the grit. I'll just chunk this and take it to the face.
Styles, roll both your scrap and your bog. Times it by 5.
Oh wait, sorry. Shit, times 5?
Yeah.
Never mind, I'm dodging that shit. No.
I think it's too late. I think it's too late to take that back.
And we thought it was Tekken who was going to die this episode.
Out of curiosity, how much damage would that have been? Roll the rolls anyway, just to see.
Alright, so scrap and bonk, right?
Max damage after
so,
that one.
There's a 1. And bonk would be this. So it's
still
4.
Still
it'd be 20.
Damage.
It'd be 20.
Jesus Christ.
That's pretty much most of your health there, but you say you spend the grit, as long as you mark it down, I'll let you do it.
Yeah, okay, so that's. I need to make it above 11, right? I had an 8, so it's a 4.
Yeah, okay. But this thing will leave a crater in the ground.
Seems like we're on a slightly uneven playing field here, lads.
Don't forget you also have... Actually, you could not have actually taken that damage, don't forget, because you do have that ability where either you take 2 or plus 2.
If anyone happens to take a hit, it could have killed me also, very nearly.
Yeah, pretty much could have killed you. Manny Manure, what are you doing?
Manny will step up next to Toucan and ready his flamethrower and take aim and try and... You'd think sheep, covered in wool. Isn't wool flammable?
It is.
And he will aim and try and see if he makes work. Does roll 1.
Yep, that'll hit, yep.
Would you say, because I've just looked it up, obviously, see how flammable wool is, and it's highly flammable. Would you say, Mr. DM, double damage? Because it's wool.
Let's see what your damage is first.
Roll my bomb.
Because don't forget, fire is one of those things that doubles automatically anyway after each turn.
You can't pull in our favor yet. I'm trying to seduce the wolf. Come on, stop. I'm trying to pull that favor in later, flower. Come on.
Fuck the wolf.
Unless they stop fucking the wolf, then yeah. Actually, I need a scrap roll from you for however many sheep you want to hit from this.
Scrap roll, okay.
You're only hitting 1?
No, you said roll a... to see how many?
Yeah.
So roll a scrap. See how many.
Yeah, for how many you want to hit.
Yeah.
So how many do you want to hit?
As many as I can. Because it's... You know, that's to see how...
I'll say 2. Wide. So roll another 1.
Okay, again.
So 2 3s. Right. You hit 1 of them.
Okay.
Right. And now roll your damage for your flame flower.
28 plus...
7. Now, does it have how much burn there is on that?
3 burn per round.
3 burn per round. Right, so that, as soon as it hits, will start off taking 3 damage, then it'll get to 6, then it'll get to 12, and so on and so forth, unless it puts itself out. Gertrude, what are you going to do?
Right, Gertrude had a little bit of a plan. A side note, did that weapon leave a crater in the ground, right?
Enough of one, good. Not a massive
So I have a power I got with one of my level ups. I've been doing some reading to see.
Oh shit, you can read?
Yeah, I know, it's a brand new discovery, it's amazing. It's opened up my world. But this explosive incline, I can basically create a bomb. It will deal D20 damage. I'll read the thing out.
The explosive inclination.
Yes. So I can burn X-Crit to summon a bomb that deals 20 damage to anybody in nearby range. I want to bowl this thing into that crater they made, because then it won't hit us, but it will hit them.
It's not that big of a crater, Cartman. It's...
Yeah, but it's enough to sink it down enough to angle the explosive, so...
This is Carmen using his brain, Matt. You have to give it to him. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I'd say it won't hit anyone but the 3 that are closest to the wolf. So, the 2 that are closest. That would be Clarice and 1 sheep.
No.
I'm fine with taking the hit, man. It's okay.
Oh, I mean, what if he aims for the furthest away sheep?
Yeah.
That way, he only hits three sheep.
That's more. Like, I can shot put the thing, you know, so I'll bowl it or chuck it or throw it. Don't have biggest one there.
That one there.
It's okay if you hit me. I'll fall and be fine.
Yeah, that's the backup. But let me see if I can.
The bomb can also be placed strategically. Explodes after one round, 10 seconds with a good hard smack. The bomber can try and tiptoe around their target, drop the bomb off and scurry away.
Can he toss it to me and can I try and hit it like a baseball?
Yeah, but then it'll probably go off.
The bomb bat? Yeah, but as long as it just like kind of goes off around.
I mean, here. If you did that, it would take out the wolf guy and the sheep guy. And
well, take out might be a strong word, but... I'll be prepared to die for the cause.
If someone else notices the bomb, they can use stand action to throw it. That's if it's being hidden. I mean, really, it shouldn't be hitting more than, I think, one target. It doesn't say anything about... This thing about Twitter,
yeah, but it does say it hits everybody around it. It does state there is...
But it doesn't give you a, like, accurate...
I know, radius.
I'd say everyone around it would
but
be
yes.
one square,
if it's... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's around it, it's in that space. What it would be nice to have is an actual proper measurement for this. Yeah. So then we can say if it does supposed to hit further, if it is only just literally that immediate area.
Anyway.
But yeah, go on. Spend your grit.
How much grit do I spend? That's the question. I'm not sure about
that. It's a D20 plus your grit.
D20 plus my grit? That's 24, so... What do I...
You're spending 4 grit.
So what do I roll?
So you roll a d20.
Okay.
And then plus the 4. So...
It's 10.
It's not a d4, it's a 4.
So 11.
Because you're spending 4 grit.
Okay, now okay. That's what so I'm saying. I'm spending 4 grit, so okay.
Yeah, and there are no scurries or whatnot, so 11 damage is immediately damaged to everyone in this area, so that's one sheep is blown up completely. I would say that one pretty much is dead anyway on its next turn. And yes, Stiles, your character will take 11 damage, but do you have DR?
Yes.
Say DR.
I do, I have a... He's take 11 minus the DR.
Yeah, the sheep will already damage enough that it would have done some nasties anyway.
Yeah, I'll take 5.
You'll take 5, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob, what are you doing? You're standing in the background at the moment, watching all this chaos go around as there's more rats and sheep blowing each other up.
Yeah, Jacob's going to just rally the troops. He's going to be shouting from the back. He's going to say, like, spread out, watch your flanks. Try and keep to ranged attacks. That wolf has some teeth. And a right bloody big nightstick.
It's got a big old stick.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna. So, I got some information from the snake in the last episode about traps in the area.
In the beginning bit, where Tootin was, yes.
Well, fuck. Does that mean I don't know anything about this area?
There is not a lot in this area, and I'm afraid it's literally just a case of this was where the last town was going
to be. Okay. So Jacob's not really in a position to attack the wolf from here at all. Can I vibe check to rally some troops? Can I get some rats in the game to help us out?
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
So how do you want to do this? Can I roll vibe and then get a rat per point of vibe that I roll?
What is your vibe roll?
Well, my basic vibe is 10. One d10.
I would say 5 is 1, anything go over 5 is an extra one. Standard roll.
That's crap. Okay. I think
standard rolls in this is a 5.
D10.
You can't spend grit.
Alright, I rolled a 7. So, 3. I've seen what you rats can do when your backs are to the wall. In fact, I led rats through the fire in Lapis Land as well. You are some of the fiercest fighters I've known. And right now the field is ours. Come, rally to me. Fight for your kin and fight for your names. Let this world learn.
Fair play. You get three rats on your side, but they will go last in the initiative order. Tsukin, you're up.
I am really pissed off at this wolf. So you know what? I'm going to fly forward. I'm going to swing my quarter mace at this bastard.
Oh. Go for it. Roll your scrap and stars. Roll your scope.
It's a four.
Ah!
But you can spend three grit.
Don't do fucking encourage him, man. I swear to God.
Three grit? Yeah, I can manage that.
Son of a bitch.
And you miss.
Fuck you, man.
I know you want to.
No, I don't. I really don't. Not at this point. You hurt my. You
broke
my
not heart. Anymore.
You broke my heart.
The love has died.
It was there, and now it's gone. The love is gone.
Styles, order your sheep to attack whoever you want.
So I got those three to my right, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
They'll all hit one target. Because they're sheep.
Okay. I'll just look at my deputies and just say, move in on the skunk now!
Bring it up!
Okay. The three will surround the skunk and. That's a D8 on the scrap. So, it's three of those. So an 8, a 5, and a 7. Can you dodge those? Roll me three scores.
I fucking doubt it. Let's double check my fucking stats. Scurry, D6, plus 1. So I doubt I'll fucking be able to do it. Oh, okay, no. Plus 1. It's the attacker, so I think it's...
So technically, you got a 3, a 5, and a 7.
Yes.
They got an 8, a 5, and a 7. You can spend 2 grit and miss the 2, but you'll hit... unless you want to spend the grit to miss the 8, but let's face it, quite a bit of grit to hit. It's up to you. You'd need to spend... 1, 2... yeah, quite a bit. You can either spend 2 or you can spend a lot more.
I think... Oh, I have an ability... Which one is it? It's insult. I could always. I'll take one of the hits.
Don't forget you have catchphrase.
Ooh, yes. I think I'll use a catchphrase on the first one.
Cool. And are you spending the 2 grit for the second, or are you taking the hits?
Let's roll this one first. Why is it not fucking rolling? Yep, that's for the first one, so I'll pass that one. But for this second one, I'll use my insult.
Right, read out your insult.
Insult. It's basically an insult to one of the enemies and it fails. What is it? Insult. Your target really. Insult your target. Dig deep and let your enemy have it. Resonates so deep it fails.
Oh, go on, eh? That's a good insult.
Right, you bully bastard. I'll set fire to 2 of your friends. You're gonna be next.
Fair enough. That's what you're gonna get. So, you will still be hit by the first and the third then, yeah?
No.
Or are you swimming grit?
I re-rolled the first one. Which pass?
That's only a 6, it had an 8.
Was it? Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah. You insulted the second one so it missed you, but the third one's still going to hit this rate as well.
I'll burn the grit then.
So you're burning 1, 2, 3, 4 grits. Cool. Kalaris, what are you doing?
Having narrowly dodged utter annihilation at the hands of the wolf, Kalaris is going to turn, raise the bone, which is far bigger than normal, but not quite as big as the nightstick is.
Not all about size.
And he's going to turn to Mogul.
Use the power of the bone!
Scrap V-Scurry then.
That's 6.
Styles, what are you going to do?
When they're dodge up, I get a plus 2, so that makes 7.
Yeah.
Fuck it, you know what?
Critters come and you should go!
May I reroll my attack? Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
7, and I'm going to add the last 3 grit I have to that.
Well, no, because you'd have already because you only had a 7, so attackers win.
Oh, yeah, never mind then.
There you go.
Nice. And, crying out. Claris is going to
swing round like a baseball batter and just wallop the wolf in the head.
Go for it.
Hopefully absolutely. I get better than that one of the damage this time. No! Again! Again!
Ouch.
Another that one. Oh, this is a sixer, so 7 times... times 3, right? So 21 damage. Directly
ouch.
To the dome.
21.
Back from that.
What's your damage?
And also that all? Is...
So I'll take 15 of that.
Matt, this triples the damage, so would it triple the poison damage too? Would 3 of that be poison? Or would it just be 1 poison? Because it's a +1 to the damage, so it's 21 regular damage. Would it be just 1 additional poison?
That's interesting, because I don't know. It's a status, not a damage.
Would it just triple it the initial hit, and then just be 1 tick after per round?
It's still D4 rounds, so... round, and you'll take... Yeah, triple the poison for the first one.
Alright, so that's an extra 3 damage, poison this time.
There you go. So you'll take 3 damage on top of what you just took then.
Next round you'll take him.
Okay.
Well, it's only the 1 round, so take it now.
Nice.
Cool. And with that, we will hear the deep, heavy breathing of the post-person beater. And you know what? We've had it done with every boss battle we've had so far. Give us our ad read styles.
I'm glad I wrote something up for this. Here we go. Have you been feeling kinda sluggish lately? Always a little late to the party? Well, maybe a little boost from your caboose will get those lazy legs a-moving. Just try a can of Boosters Baked Beans. The only beans guaranteed to lift you right out of your seat and rocket you through your day. That's Boosters Baked Beans. Ask for it by name, or smell, or sound. Boosters Baked Beans is not responsible for any loss of friendship, employment, family ties, self-respect, or clean underwear.
Okay, and what will that give you in terms of HP and SP? And pretty even.
You know what? I didn't think that part through. What do you...
Well, it is a tire tin of baked beans. It'll give you the fart something rotten.
Oh my.
So the only thing I had marked down was +2 to scurry checks, but if I could get some HP back with that, that would be great.
Yeah, the +2 to scurry is good. HP, let's say a D8, and grit, you know what, a D8 as well, why not? So if you're eating that now, roll 2 8s, and yeah, 1's your health and 1's your grit.
Okay.
And you get your +2 to scurry.
There's a 4 and an 8.
4 health, 8 grit. There you go.
Okay.
And with that, it's still your turn, so what are you going to do?
I'm going to take another swing at Tukin. Because I know I damaged him more than... Well, I just know that I damage you a little bit more, so I'm going to try to take somebody out.
Tukin?
Help! Mr. Jacob, help!
Take cover!
Help me, Mr. Tukin!
Get down, Mr. Tukin!
Yeah, it's only a 5.
You can dodge this.
And Tukin avoid it. That's a nat 1. That's no catchphrase allowed on that. No grit allowed on that.
Tukin, no!
Oh dear. And your weapon is times 5?
It is.
Oh shit.
So I'm rolling scrap plus bonk?
Yep. And times it by 5.
Scrap is 10. I'm sorry.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Plus bonk 1. So 11 times 5. Is that really 55 damage?
55 damage. Are you serious right now?
that's on hose.
So that's on me. That's on Toucan.
I paste this entire thing into chat. Everyone can have a read, and yes, that's 55 times.
Oh no.
Oh my god. You know,
I wasn't trying to kill Toucan this game. It kind of came out to be a gross reality. Because, Matt, is there something against, like, being that far in the hole that there's no possible way you can live? Because I know there isn't in, you know, in the other well-known tabletop game that everybody plays. If you...
Yeah, caves and
levels. If you double your health in negative, it's just instant death. Like if
I think it is.
It is in the other one, because I know if you're like, in my case, I have 25 health. If you're 25 in the hole, it's just, there is no coming back from it. Just instant death. Like you just die from it. Is that the way in this game?
I'm just scrolling up to find the ruling for it, but I think, because
I have 16 health left, and so I have 7 DR, and he did 55 damage. That means he did 48, so that means I am 32 health in the hole.
Yeah. Health indicates your physical well-being. If you lose health points when you take damage, when you reach zero, you're seriously injured, knocked out, and no longer act.
I don't think it does have a rule for if you get absolutely shit swept.
Yeah, that's the thing I want to ask, Matt. Is that what we're going to go on, or are we going to straight up just fucking knock Toucan's head off? Like, how are we doing this?
I see the death page in the rulebook.
Hang on, hang on. Ending up knocked out, exhausted, or dead. If your HEA drops to zero, but you still have grit, you've been knocked out. Until bandaged or otherwise given more health, you are unable to act. If you take more damage while knocked out, the damage is taken out of your grit.
That's taking additional damage after you're knocked out.
But I only have 3 grit left, so it's still, I would wipe out all my grit and off all my health.
It doesn't say it goes over with the first attack.
Yes, that means you've got 3 grit keeping you alive right now.
Yeah,
and if anyone smacks you once, you're gonna die.
Are we gonna go with that, Matt? Or are we gonna go?
Yeah, I'd say you have 3 temporary, kind of.
Okay, I'm down for that.
If you take another hit, then you are fucked.
Okay, I'm down for that.
No, Toucan!
Please delete my browser history.
I'll save it for me.
I'll print it off.
Toucan, just make sure you get an obituary written up quickly. Just in case.
So, Toucan's now on what? Say, temporary down?
Pretty much down until someone. I don't know. I mean, I guess you're going to have to be out of combat for this one to be able to heal him, I guess.
So, what Manny would have done if potentially the sheep or the wolf was going to go for Toucan, he would have stood over and basically made sure he was the target instead. But. It's not worth doing that.
There's you can stand in the way if you want.
If Manny would actually protect Toucan out of anything, really.
So you'll swap places then, basically.
Yeah, because I want to also use one of my abilities, which I've not used yet, is my level 4 ability, Absurd Body Proportions. Burn grit to expand. So basically, he would like expand himself so he'd be the target instead of Toucan. And just like get huger and huger, so his stomach, which is already quite rotund anyway, will get even bigger, so he's more the point of target.
No, that'll be a hit with the inflationists.
Okay.
What are you actually going to do now then, after you've inflated yourself?
So that's not my action used then?
No, I see, you can still do something.
Go again with the flame blower and try to
go
burn.
I want the one.
Okay. Oh, one again.
There you go. You've got the one.
Yeah.
Right, scrap it, and I want to see if Stars can dodge it.
But I get a +2 anyway without spending grit.
Yep, but the attacker beats the roll on this one.
Alright, so can I just spend one more grit to win that?
Can you spend grit on that one?
No, you can't actually. That one.
Yeah, you're fucked.
So, Manny, do your damage.
So,
6 total.
That's my DR.
So you don't take anything whatsoever.
Nope.
What's the burn on that though?
Burn, regret, burn. You never finish.
D4. So yeah, but how much burn? Is it burn 1, burn 2?
Burn 3 per round.
Burn 3. So for one round, well, actually, you're on fire, basically. The next time it's your turn, you'll take 3 damage. The time after that, you'll take 6. Unless you take a turn to put yourself out.
Okay.
So, yeah. Unless you put yourself out, you are on fire. Gaudry, what are you going to do?
I don't want to use another bomb. That'd be a little bit too much. I think I was going to go in with my shaving razor on somebody. I think one of the sheep near Toucan.
Okay.
I'm going to roll a d10 for that. 8.
Oh, that's a scurry, right? But it gets a 3, so what are you going to do?
I'll attack it with my shaving razor, which it has a... Yeah. I'm gonna hit. It's that's a D8 and then 1 bleed.
Yep, got it.
So I do my D10 for that again, 2, D8, 2. So that's 4 plus 1 bleed.
They have a DR of 3, so it'll take 1 damage, but it will still have the bleed on it. And roll a D4 just to see how many rounds it lasts for.
That was one a round. Crap roll. two, one.
So 18 basically. Right, it's the rats. Jacob, since you're the one that called them, you can tell all three of them to do what you want.
Yes, right, friends. Basically go for one. Take positions.
Yeah, I'm going to order them to get high positions on these buildings here, and or on this fence and signs, or wherever, you know, there's fences or signs, there's best of it. I'm going to tell them to get into position and to use their ranged attacks.
Rubber band gun?
Yep.
Flank the wolf, stay at range. Fire!
So you want them to shoot the wolf?
Yes, all three of them shoot the wolf.
Okay, Stiles, can you roll me your scurry times 3?
Oh, those were crap rolls. They were terrible. He's dodging every one of them.
As I'm trying to, it's like as I'm trying to roll around and put the fire out, I'm just missing every one of their rubber bands.
while those rats are missing incompetently, I'm going to do kind of similar to what Manny did. I'm going to run in to where Toucan is, bump him back a wee bit out of range of the sheep.
Out the way.
Yeah, I'm just more booping around a half dead Toucan.
just soccer kicking him around the room like gah, goal when you get him in the mine shaft.
Woo! Jacob.
I'm just gonna give one of these sheep a regular attack.
Okay.
So I'm going to add some grit to this as well. So I'll add 4 grit to my D6. Right, so that is 6 then in that case, so because I rolled a 2.
Oh, yeah, you'll hit it then.
Excellent, that's grand. I'm just going to do a standard stomper attack, so this is D6 plus 5, which is a 10 damage.
Oh, it has 3 DR, so it will take the 7.
Nice. This middle one here, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. So it takes 7 damage, and that's also going to trigger my leech passive.
Ooh.
So I'm going to drain a D4 plus 4, all right, which means I get 6 grit back from that attack.
Cool. So you sucked out the sheep a little bit.
Yeah, so I kicked him in the face and sucked him off. Very quickly. Nobody saw it.
Some people are into that.
Oh my.
Stiles, tell the sheep what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm just going to yell at the sheep. I said... finish the bird now.
Okay, well, they have to get past all of us to get to the bird.
Yeah.
There are no attacks of opportunities in this, but I will say
and my purpose for position was defense of the bird. I want to at least do something.
Yeah, that's why I didn't
protect the boy.
Yes, I definitely had that in mind, sure.
Well, I'm looking back through our conversation, and I forgot to do something on my last turn, Matt. Do you want me to wait for my next turn, or...?
That's completely up to you when you want to do that.
Uh-oh.
Can I give my command to... Can I do that and give that command to the ones that show up?
On your turn, yes.
Okay.
But they'll obviously join in afterwards. Okay, so the... These sheep are going to spend 5 grit each.
No!
The middle. The top one's going to spend 5 grit. It's going to roll a d20 plus the 5, and that's going to hit Jacob and Gertrude. It's only 9 damage, so both of you take 9 damage from the start.
Okay, Jacob brushes that off. Just no
VR.
Damage for me.
I had the R.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 4 VR. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you take 4 away from the 9.
Good. So that means I'm only on 5 damage.
Well done.
I can
math it as well.
Okay. They're gonna try and get to the thing, but if everything's in the way,
I'll have a big target now.
Yeah, two of them are gonna. Well, one of them's gonna go after Manny, the one on the bottom. So it's gonna roll a d8 for scrap. Can it hit the Manny for a 5?
Scurry. Yep, that's fine. I got a 7.
Cool. And then the other one will do the same for Jacob.
Oh, yes, mate.
That's a nat 1. So it's an 8 plus the 12. Ooh, 16.
16 damage, okay, so.
Obviously, you take off your DR.
You know, I'll take 7 of the damage, but. That's still not
7
good.
7 damage. No. And now it is your turn, Clarus.
I done. At last, it got you something at least, so go for it again. Batter up!
Another hit with the bone.
Can you dodge 6 stars?
Yes.
Swing and a miss.
Again, he's still just rolling around on fire. Nobody can hit him.
He's too fast. Should have been a hedgehog instead of wolf. So Crash just swings and then goes in a full barrel over dead whirl. Nearly falls over trying to hit the wolf.
You can give your command, but you'll also then not have a turn because you'll be putting yourself out. However, you will still take 3 damage from fire. No, is it fire or poison?
He has both, actually. No, just fire.
Yeah,
it's just the fire.
Yeah.
I'll call in. I'll take the 3 damage.
Okay. Then you can put yourself out. So, it's spend your 10 grit, and then roll the number and see how many you get.
1.
You get a singular extra sheep up here.
You guys are all in trouble now.
Damn it.
Added to the end of the turn list. Manny Manure, what are you going to do?
Now he's basically a large freaking blue. How damaged does the wolf look?
How damaged does the wolf look?
He's looking a little concerned for himself. I mean, he's starting to show a little bit of panic setting in.
Okay. I might try to even some of these numbers down and basically turn and take some of these little sheepy buggers down. I need to roll the D2 to see if it actually works. Once it actually rolls. To be fair, it's worked a couple of times now. It's just it's clicking, but nothing's happening. Come on!
The poo comes out instead. Unfortunately.
Ugh.
Well, get
should use the vacuum.
Oh, no. We have assessed that the glands do not come out the poo hole.
Still clean up the
general area.
What are you gonna do?
You've not been
asked
to do this.
I think I'm just gonna go again with the Sherman Razor, same target, same person, same game as last time. Did I hit them? No, I did not.
Oh, that's a nat 1, so no, you will not. re-roll the thing because it's probably going to be more than that. Right, you have three rats.
He may also get an nat one. You don't know that.
Oh, okay.
The rats are still taking the same orders as last time, so, well.
Shoot the sheep in order.
We'll go one at a time this time. First rat, shoot the wolf.
Okay, you want three rats to shoot.
No, I want one rat to shoot the wolf.
Right. Do 10.
Whoops.
Oh, ho, ho.
It got
in at 10. Sal's got 3.
Alright, excellent. So, what kind of damage does that rat do to the wolf?
Is it D10? 8.
That's 2. Okay.
And do we get the bleeding stun on that as well?
If you do, it's a D4 bleeding stun. Stun for 4, bleed for 2. Bleed for 4 as well. And bleed for 2. Yeah, so basically you'll take 8 points of bleeding damage as well. Just gonna add it all up, because why not?
Excellent.
Rat number 2.
Rat 2, shoot the new sheep.
Okay, so it's gonna take. It misses.
Rat 3, shoot the new sheep.
Rat 3 is a go.
And it hits.
Fabulous.
And it does no damage because you've got DL. But it will do the
things of its horn.
That's 4. Right, okay, so.
Alright, so we've got the wolf and the new sheep is stunned.
Yeah,
fabulous.
Stunned for
excellent.
Four
okay. Jacob. Noticing that the rats are doing a much better job this time. They've warmed up to the whole fight thing going on. Yeah, excellent, lads, excellent. Good job. Jacob's going to continue fighting his sheep here. I think that Gertrude's still in the way of one of them, so yeah, I'll continue to hit this middle sheep.
Okay, go ahead and the little sheep.
Again, I want to make sure I do, so we'll do the D6 and we'll just fire in that 4 grit straight away.
Alright, we'll roll it anyway, just to the safe side.
So,
that 1.
So is that a definite miss, or just because I said I'm putting grit into it at the start?
Nat 1s, we've always said in no grit, no thing, so being a miss.
So yeah, I can't preload the grit to offset that now.
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay, well, Jacob, in that case, very impressed by the shooting of his new rat friends, was distracted, tried to do a spinning back kick, but the sheep had changed position, and he hits air.
Nice. Well, without the sheep having any clear instruction this time, because their master is down, each one will spend 5 grit. You know what that means, what's coming up.
Can I jump away?
No, you cannot.
Jacob braces himself, ready
can
to
I
take
burn grit to jump away?
Take the hits.
hold on, give it a minute. Because, no, you can't, because it's just a bomb. It's straight up, it says no extra rolls.
Same with my bomb.
Right, so Jacob and Gertrude, the first sheet is 20.
20 damage.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Wait, 20 damage? Whoa.
But don't forget you have your DL.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay. Takes me down to 6.
I will say it also killed the sheep.
All the sheep?
1.
I think all the sheep.
So, yeah. No, shit, come on. Shush.
Well, if I got 20
so
damage, if I got 20 damage, what happened to
you? You're down to 6. Cartman, shut the fuck up, you're down to 6.
I'm down to 6, this ain't what happened to the other sheep.
They're doing their thing, give
it a minute. Exploding.
Right, next one's gonna be. Now, am I a dick and say all 3 of you, or should I just be Jacob and Manny?
Is there a way that Kolaris can, throw himself over Jacob?
He won't die.
He's on 4 health.
Yeah, but he won't die if he's still got grit.
Yeah, I've got loads of grit.
You know what, sure.
That's an
8. Yeah, I've been leeching grit off of everybody here.
But that is an 8. You know what? Hang on. Let's see.
Yeah, Jacob manages to brace that one fine. He doesn't take any more damage out of that.
It will hit all 3 of you. Gertrude, are you able to defend 8?
Which means defend 8.
What is your DR?
4.
Right, so you'll take 4 damage.
So I'm on 2.
focus.
Well, that changed that very quick.
Yeah, well, without a clear instruction, they will just blow themselves up.
Yeah, but surely I get a chance to jump out the way, like, dramatically.
It says it in the rule book, Cartman. There is no extra rolls for it.
No, you did the same thing about your bomb.
Cartman, the only one who's actually throwing a bit of bombs himself, is going to make this argument the opposite way next time.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Just because I'm the player.
Okay, what's the third sheet doing?
That's a 10.
10, so I take another point of damage. Jesus, I am
so
close to the wire here.
That's it.
You and Jacob, then. Jacob? Many when you're even.
Yes,
what's your DR?
Right. My DR is... What was that? Is 4 DR.
So you'll take 6.
I take 6 damage.
But you are now out of most of the sheep. And it is Clarice's turn. The wolf is very much unconscious for the next 4 rounds.
Right, damn Gertrude, Jacob, you're in terrible shape. Do you have anything you can heal yourselves with while these assholes are unconscious?
Don't worry, I'll take care of us. You just deal with the assholes.
Always left a bit of bone to an asshole. And exactly what he's going to do, he's going to swing again at the wolf.
There's no reason to, because he's unconscious.
Yes, but when he wakes up, he's going to fucking kill us.
Quite likely. Yeah, you can do. What I'm saying is, no reason to roll your first one because you're.
Hold on. Yeah. So, this is the damage then. 7 times.
Is it still timed, or has it been more than 3 rounds?
Well, it's 4 rounds total. I think this is the 3rd round of it.
Right, so time's up.
It was times 3, right? No, times 3. So, 21 damage again.
Styles, do you want to say anything to that?
Hit him while he's down! Get him!
There's really not much I can say because I'm unconscious, so I would turn it over to Jay to say, how do you kill me?
Oh ho ho!
Good evening, you little sheep too.
I think Clarice, seeing an opportunity to be incredibly dramatic, essentially jumps up, tries to do a little spin in the air, and comes in boom first on the wolf's nice cowboy hat. And just crumples his entire body like a fucked up little fairy accordion.
I'll give you some good sound effects on that one there, Jay.
thank you. Well, what do we do with the sheep then?
Yeah, this thing is unconscious for 3 rounds.
Manny, you're up.
You should he'll roll over and basically get the flamethrower and aim at the sheep and say,
why would you bother with that? Why wouldn't you just hit it?
I'm standing behind it. Wait, no, I'm upwind.
Jesus.
Okay, you can roll there then.
No, you said there.
Fuck.
It's your decision. Do you burn or do you run away?
He's knocked out. You know what, fair enough, we already know it's that.
I think I nipped out.
Oh yeah, maybe. You're gonna get us a down fire, you're gonna what?
It's knocked out then?
Yeah.
Okay. If it's knocked out, he's gonna put the nozzle of the flamethrower in the sheep's mouth.
Oh no!
I still want the one out of that room.
Oh, either way, it's bad though. Oh, that's worse.
Yeah, it's worse than actually doing damage.
So you basically just shit into the thing's mouth.
This is the one point in this battle I'm actually glad that Tukin's unconscious.
Gertrude, what are you doing? You're incredibly injured.
Yeah, I can't do much about that. But I can only see that there's only one sheep left.
Mm-hmm. The unconscious shat in my sheep.
Shit. I mean, I don't want to get close to it because I don't want it to kill me.
If Jacob can make a suggestion, Gertrude, hang back, let the rats deal with it.
Yes. Do you know what, funny man? Gertrude is going to lie here on the ground and just sleep.
Right, so you're going to let the rats shoot the sheep.
Shoot the shit sheep.
Yes, in that case, what I'll do is Jacob will go over to the Tukin, and I do have a healing item here. It is one of those Roach and Go poison cures. Can I use that to get him a bit of HP back?
Yeah, you can force feed Tukin some HP.
Alright, I'm going to force feed Tukin some health back. So
Roll him some.
Yeah, 1d6 worth of health. So I'm going to give him back 3 HP, just so that gets him back and conscious.
Yeah, somewhat conscious, but yeah.
And yeah, I'm just going to do the signal to the rats, fire! And have all three of them fire on the sheep.
We've got a firing squad
still there. Tukin, you're finally awake. You feel like absolute shit, but you're still alive somehow.
Does my deputy hat look okay? Did he get fucked up in it?
It's again
scuffle.
It's complete.
No! My deputy hat.
It's okay. There's like 7 more deputy hats lying around. We can take one of them.
Hell yeah! Can I walk?
You can stack them on top of each other and have many hats.
Can I just, like, walk over to the wall? Am I able to walk? Do I have to be helped up? Can you help me up?
I've already helped you up. Don't worry. I've helped you up enough to force you some healing.
Take me to the wolf. I want his fucking hat.
All right. So I sort of just sort of put Tukin's wing over my shoulders and just limp him over to the wolf's corpse.
I kick it. I kick it just to make sure Tukin, like, he's fucking dead, right?
Kalaris, what are you going to do? You still have a sheep here.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it out of its misery.
Wait, what happened to the rats shooting sheep?
Oh, they missed.
They did.
They all missed.
They hit. They just didn't kill.
Oh, all right, okay. Okay.
I think he's better than
that. Oh, 4 damage. It still doesn't kill it. It has poison, though.
Technically, it has... You know what? I should have actually...
Wasn't it on fire or something? Some of them were. I can't remember which.
It's unconscious. I should actually need to plus 3 health back to that because it actually has 3 DR. I forgot about.
Oh damn it!
That's one unconscious sheep is doing better this than all of its friends.
Technically, no, you haven't actually done anything to it because it has 3 DR. So yeah, it's now only unconscious for 2 more rounds. Manny, what are you gonna do?
Just hit it, Manny. Yeah, let the rats do another round of shooting. We'll be fine.
Some sort of weird fetish thing going on here.
That can be like trying to, like, strip it of the explosions, the explosive, so it doesn't.
How about we just kill him?
Yeah, not just really. Stand back, let the rats shoot again.
We let them do that once and it didn't.
I mean, they've got another 2 rounds of it. I think they'll be fine.
I was belly flopping though.
Go on then.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it!
Does nothing. Gertrude.
You're just petting the sheep right now, that's all you're doing.
Gertrude's still on the ground lying down, not doing anything. Is the sheep still alive?
Yep.
Then leave it. I'm not offering it. Dying slowly.
It's now the rats again, they're just kind of scratching the head a bit.
Yeah, take another shot, guys, it's fine. You're doing fine.
Oh, there you go, now they finally fucking put it out of its misery.
Excellent. Can execute
and with
it.
That, Styles, give us Eastwood's obituary.
Eastwood's obituary. Oh, man. Well, alright. I'll try to make this interesting.
Wait, just before you go, Jacob realizing the wolf is dead, and we never actually asked him any questions about why he was doing what he was doing.
But.
As usual.
That's perfect. That's perfect because it goes right into what I had thought his motivation was. So, since this is a cartoon-style game, this next part kind of looks something like this. As the party walks away from the battlefield, the screen fades to black. It fades back in on the desert, which is now windy, and a piece of newspaper blows across the ground and stops on the obituary page. The camera pans down on the page, making the text scroll from the bottom of the screen to the top, kind of like that popular sci-fi movie franchise from the 70s and 80s. The viewer reads the following. Flint Westwood, birth date unknown, arrived at the shantytown orphanage at a young age, his parents' disappearance being one of the great mysteries of the Fun Urchin Park land, along with the cause of the Great Poof. Flint was known as a helper around the orphanage and carried that trait with him after aging out of the orphanage and joining the town guard. The questions surrounding his parents' disappearance, however, led him to leave the shanty town and embark on a mission to find his parents. He would return periodically to visit the orphanage and speak with the guards about his travels. That is, until one day, when he returned to find the beloved home destroyed by a mysterious metallic beast, having been controlled somehow by a band of five outsiders. A new quest had now taken control of Flint, finding the group of marauders who destroyed his childhood home. He set off into the far reaches of the Fun Urchin Park land, never to be seen again. That is until one day when a herd of sheep brought his lifeless body back to the remains of the shantytown orphanage, where he finally found rest.
Oh, yay, an orphanage.
Son and of a bitch. God damn it.
We
were right to kill those orphans.
The orphanage that we saved from a crocodile attack?
No, I think it's the orphanage that Toucan drove the van into. And
it wasn't
of...
just me, yeah. All right? So I just pressed the gas, damn it.
Saving it from a crocodile.
Well, the wolf...
Yeah, and we sent all those kids to heaven. How nice of us.
The crocodiles sent those kids to heaven, and we saved the rest of them.
You were just the express train.
Yeah. So after the wolf aged out of the orphanage, he worked with the guards. And when he saw what you guys did to the orphanage, he just began following you around to all of your little escapades, learning your attacks and your abilities and little things about you. And he came up with the ruse that he would just pose as the sheriff of this town full of sheep that couldn't control anything on their own and try to use you to take out the rats. And then he was going to turn on you like he did. Unfortunately, he underestimated your willingness to speak to the rats, learn that they really weren't that bad, and turn the tables on him.
Yeah, we just take that one orphanage in particular, everyone else is fine.
Yeah.
That's completely different to what I had, but it's better, so I'll keep it.
I'm not ever going to accept the narrative that we did not help that town.
We literally accidentally hit the orphanage. We accidentally hit an orphanage, and they have just blown it way out of proportion. I mean, God.
Yeah, it was a little child murder.
I mean, fuck, they're better now. I mean, it was a quick death. It was a quick death. Slowly drowning was way worse. Just saying.
Starvation.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Oh, those mouse to feed.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah.
With that, we draw to a close on this episode. Thank you very much for listening. Find us on Blue Sky, Twitter, still for now, as long as it's still limping along. YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Good Pods, and probably Vimeo anymore. Leave us a review, leave us a comment, say hello, and hey, maybe you can join our Discord. But until next time, bye-de-bye.